This is Ted Kennedy. The American flying public deserves better answers to what went wrong in the Pan Am Flight 103 terrorist bombing. In a moment, Senator Al Simpson and I will face off. Al, the terrorist attack on Pan Am Flight 103 last December was an enormous tragedy for the 270 victims and their families. But the tragedy has been compounded over the past 4 months by the unsatisfactory answers to the troubling questions being raised. Federal officials seem to have had remarkably detailed information about the type of bomb and the nature of the threat. Some government travelers were warned about the threat, but the public was not. It's the old Watergate question now. What did the FAA and Pan Am know? When did they know it? And what did they do about it? We need to get to the bottom of those questions, Al. The best way is through an independent investigation to find the facts and let the chips fall where they may. What's wrong with that idea, Al? Don't tell me you oppose it.
It's not Watergate, Ted. Everybody's investigating it. What can Congress add to it all? We all want to know the full story on the tragedy of Pan Am Flight 103. More importantly, we need to know how we can prevent these disturbing things. If there were lapses in security measures by the airline or by the airports at which the flight landed, the families of the victims and the traveling public must know that, and then corrective measures must be taken. It is sobering to know that these terrorist acts can occur in spite of all the security measures that are taken. We obviously aren't able to assure 100% safety against terrorist attempts, but that should be our goal. How could this tragedy have occurred? Could it have been prevented? We want to know who is responsible, but it happened outside our country. When all the facts are in, we will deal accordingly. The terrorist thugs who committed this cowardly act are the ones who deserve our contempt and scorn, Ted, not the airline whose flight was the victim of the tragic attack. This is Al Simpson. Ted Kennedy and I will face off again tomorrow on the Mutual Broadcasting System.